This is the mindful yoga exercise. Yoga can be an excellent cardiovascular workout, and it could be good for flexibility and strength. But when done with mindful awareness, can also be an excellent meditation. As you're working through this series of postures, remember that we're working with limits. Working at the limits of what we can do. And the idea is to be aware of these limits and dwell at the boundaries. Don't necessarily push beyond. Look into those limits with full acceptance. And sometimes what you initially perceived as a limit can recede with time. This is not about striving to achieve something. It's merely about paying attention. Whatever sensations arise, just pay attention, notice what's there, and try to feel it as precisely as possible. If there are any postures that you're not comfortable with or you experience any pain, simply skip that posture and meditate in corpse pose. Try to remember to breathe through your nose and using your diaphragm rather than your chest. And so as you settle into corpse pose with your back on the ground, your feet falling away, your arms by your side with your palms open, bring your attention to the breath, the rise and the fall at the belly. And let your whole body sink into the floor each time you breathe out. And you might let go of any tension that you're carrying with each out-breath and renew your energy on each in-breath. So just paying attention to the breath, noticing the sensations of the breath, and noticing the feeling of your body against the floor. And on your next in-breath, slowly, slowly bring your arms up. Stretch them up over your head. You're doing this in a very slow, deliberate, and purposeful fashion. And then let your arms come to rest on the floor behind your head. And stretch the entire body out by pushing the heels out and maybe tilting your chin down. And then on the next out-breath, slowly and mindfully bring the arms back up over your head and bring them down next to you. And then experiencing the contact with the floor, relaxing and letting go, and bring your attention back to the breath. And then maybe noticing how your body might feel different after that very simple posture. Next, bend your knees with your feet on the floor, about 1 foot apart, and contracting the belly and lifting the tailbone off the floor, pushing your spine into the floor. These are called pelvic tilts. So you're then going to tilt the other way so that you create a space under your lower back. and then again back the other way, lifting your tailbone off the floor, pushing the base of the spine into the floor, and then again the other way, so you create space under your back. Back and forth, rocking, tilting the pelvis back and forth at your own pace. Really paying attention to the sensations coming from that region of the body each time you move. And then when you're ready, coming to a stop. And then we'll move to a sort of hug posture where you bring your knees up to your chest, wrapping your arms around your shins, squeezing them gently, pulling your knees down to the chest, and maybe rocking from side to side, massaging the muscles on either side of your spine. And you can even raise your head up towards your knees and feel the stretch, perhaps in the neck or in the back area. And then bringing the left leg straight out on the ground in front of you and continue hugging the right leg. And again, maybe raising the head with the forehead on the knee, breathing with that posture, being aware of the limits, and directing your breath to the limit. And then on the out-breath, let go and let the energy flow out as you reverse your posture. So now your right leg is on the ground and you're hugging your left leg, listening to the messages from your body, being aware of the limits, hugging the left leg, breathing with the posture. And then when you're ready, you might raise your head off the ground with the forehead on the knee, feeling the extra stretch from that movement. And then when you're ready, letting go of the knee and bringing the leg to rest on the ground. And back to corpse pose. Again, feeling the consequences of what you just did and attending to the breath. Breathing slowly and comfortably, and when you're ready, rolling over onto the hands and knees. And on the next out-breath, arch the back with your head down. We call this cat stretch. Arch the back as high as it can go. The head comes down between the arms. Again, just bringing full awareness to the sensations of this posture. And then on the next in-breath, reversing. So the belly comes down, the pelvis tilts down, and the head comes up. You're looking back behind you. And really feeling that stretching out with the head coming back. And again, reverse slowly, arching the back, bringing the head down. And then reversing by bringing the belly down and tilting the pelvis down and the head coming up. repeat this rocking back and forth several times at your own pace, being tuned in to the messages from the body, going to the limit of what your body can do right now, being mindful of what intellectual or emotional reactions you might have to those limits, and simply letting go and bringing your awareness back to the posture, breathing with the posture. And then when you're ready, come back to the hands and the knees. And now stretch the right leg straight out into the air behind you, lifting it up, and then raise the left arm. And it might take a moment to catch your balance, which is fine. And you'll notice that you're strengthening your back with this posture. And again, just working with your limits, what you're comfortable doing, and dwelling at the boundary there. And then when you're ready, coming back to the hands and knees, and again on the exhale, arch the back up, feel the stretch, reversing what we just did, stretching and lengthening. And on the in-breath, lower the belly and raise the head up. And when you're ready, let's raise and straighten the left leg out behind you and put the right arm out straight in front of you. Again, breathing with the posture, taking a moment to catch your balance, feeling the sensations of the posture, staying with the limits, accepting them as they are, working with the limits, dwelling at the boundary. And when you're ready, lowering the knee and the arm, coming back to your arms and knees. Again, arch the back for a stretch. And then reverse, easing up to your limits. And when you're ready, come back to corpse pose. And again, tuning in to the consequences of that series of postures. Attending to the sensations in the body and breathing. And as this mindful yoga meditation comes to an end, just taking a moment to notice and appreciate the state of mind and the state of body you've created for yourself, knowing that this meditation is available to you anytime. And by doing this mindful yoga and other meditations, you're engaging in a powerful process, helping you take better control of your physical and mental health and promoting well-being. So just taking a few more moments to focus awareness on the breath. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and stretch.